Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Chine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about a movie it feels like we've been waiting forever for. It was one of the early delays during the pandemic. Not the first one, but
the first delay was 007.
Yeah. So yeah, it feels like we've seen this trailer like 10,000 times at this point. Even a year ago, we've already seen it. So highly anticipated. And that, of course, is A Quiet Place Part 2 from director John Krasinski. And for those of you who are unaware, this one, following the events at home, the Abbott family now face the terrors of the outside world. Forced to venture into the unknown, they realize the creatures that hunt by sound are not the only threats lurking beyond the sand path. Kruger, what did you think of the first Quiet Place before we get into the second one? Are you a fan of this?
Yes.
We've never talked about it.
Yeah, so the first A Quiet Place, I really, really was impressed with when I saw it in theaters. I never found the need to rewatch it until the sequel came out. So I watched it again, and while it's not as good as I remember, I still really enjoy it a lot. And it's definitely one of my favorite alien invasion movies that, you know, has come out. I don't know if you would call this I guess you would, an alien invasion. Yeah. But so I was really anticipating this a lot. And just from the get-go, like, I just thought this had a lot of the same that the first film did for me. I thought the cinematography was great like the first film. The sound design was great like the first film. And the performances were great. And I felt like I could maybe get behind some of the performances even more so than I did in the first movie, because now you kind of know the history of these characters. They've been through so much and so little of a time, and you've been on the ride with them. And even like the new characters, the uncle that gets brought into the picture, Emmett, played by Cillian Murphy, I thought he did a really good job, and I really liked his character, because his character was very unique. It wasn't your typical run-of-the-mill, you know, mysterious guy coming in. He had a connection with his family, and that's something that I thought was really interesting, especially considering they have been apart for so long. As far as story, we get a glimpse into the beginning where all this shit started, and I really wanted that in a sequel, and I was really happy with what we got there. I hope in the third movie we get a little bit more. And then immediately after, we pick up literally right where we leave in the first movie, the ending scene of the first movie. That's where we pick up, and from there it was just, I thought, a very high-paced ride. The whole 90-minute runtime was really smooth, and just I didn't feel any times where the pacing like dipped at all. It's really action packed throughout the whole film. And I thought there was some great moments of tension, when they're trying to sneak around the creatures and just like the first film had. But like the one thing that this film had more than the first film is more scenes with the creatures and more action sequences. And I feel like some of the criticisms I have heard of the first film was it was a little too slow paced, and, you know, we wanted more of the creatures. I feel like this gave us that. We got more creatures and a lot more action. And, you know, like you said in your description of the synopsis, we even get, you know, to see what the other horrors outside of just these creatures in this world, this post-apocalyptic world we're living in, how all that comes into fruition too. And I thought that was really cool. The only thing about this movie is it's very much a middle piece of a story. The director has said multiple times he didn't ever think the A Quiet Place was going to get a sequel. So he had no plans on making this a franchise, even though I kind of think that's bullshit, because the ending of the first film literally is to set up into the next story. But this isn't like, how do I put this? I guess my best comparison is like Aliens. You can just kind of pop in like at any time, and you can always watch it. It's very, you know, it's a great ride. For me, I don't know if I could watch A Quiet Place without watching A Quiet Place or A Quiet Place 2 without watching A Quiet Place 1 immediately before. Like I said, just it feels like a very middle part of a story, and I really hope, but by no means does that mean it's bad for me. I really enjoyed this a lot, and if there was anything I just that this movie instilled in me, it's that I want to see the ending of this story. I think a third chapter would do this really good to complete the story, have everything tied together. But after that, that's it. I don't think there's much more after a third film for this franchise. And I really don't want to see this be a franchise they beat to death and it just starts to suck. So give us the ending of this story in the third film and I will be happy. And I'll think this is a great sci-fi horror trilogy. And I mean, definitely like the aliens and the creature design is just so cool and unique. And I mean, it's obviously inspired from stuff like, you know, the Demogorgon from Stranger Things and the Cloverfield monster, except, you know, it's way smaller. Like it definitely takes inspirations, but I do love this creature so much that, you know, I definitely want to see it in one more film. So, yeah, I really liked it a lot. And I would say that it's probably as good as the first film. And for some people, I think it may even be better because of, you know, the pacing and how much action's in it.
Yeah, this one. Oh, sorry, Todd. You want to go first?
No, yeah, I do. Because Kruger brought up the Stranger Things also. I feel like this one has obviously, like, it comes after and we kind of focus on the kids. So it was kind of giving me more of a Stranger Things vibe. But it was also giving me a really strong, and this is not an insult, a really strong early Walking Dead vibe with the settings and setups. Yeah. But, and again, that's not a knock. I mean, good Walking Dead. Some people will argue later's not, but definitely earlier. Yeah, I agree with you. I think the complaints that people had with the first one have been rectified in this one. But it is. It's part of a whole story. I mean, I'm okay if we don't get another one. But we can talk about that in spoilers. I'm trying to, you know, I don't know. I like it probably as much, if not more, than the first one. I'm still processing. But Dan, what about you? I know you just got back.
Just got back. Yeah. I ran in and I went to my computer, so I'm fresh out. Okay. So, yeah, Alien to the Aliens is a good comparison, Kruger. This is definitely more fast-paced. So I'm going to start with the good. The tension is there. I mean, this is actually a very suspenseful movie, while, as you said, also being very action-packed. But it didn't just feel like bang, bang, bang. It was still, you know, tense, which was good. Cillian Murphy, I'm a huge fan of his. I've always enjoyed his acting quite a bit, and I think he delivers here. You know, there. If you're looking for a good creature feature, you're definitely going to get it with Quiet Place 2. Where it doesn't necessarily push the story itself that much further from the first film.
Yeah.
And again, I loved it, but, you know, and again, we'll elaborate more in spoilers, but it's, I don't know. I don't get like a whole lot more from that. We get another character and, you know, all that, of course. And we learn a little bit more about the aliens. And there's one thing that's kind of been done before, but it, you know, again, it makes sense and it's a fun creature feature. But yeah, that's just my only thing. I don't think this really moved the story along all that much. And I have a really stupid gripe, and I don't know if either of you had the same one. That the son's scream annoys the fuck out of me. His voice annoys the fuck out of me. I don't know what it was. I get it. You got hit with a bear trap. I'd probably be screaming too, but I don't know. He annoyed me in this one for some reason. Am I being irrational?
Yeah,
I didn't find them annoying or anything.
He was too busy looking. Never mind.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have screamed
Like, yeah, Dan, you would scream like a little bitch. We all know that.
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't be as a, my scream wouldn't be that annoying. But
it probably would be worse.
But yeah, I don't know. Overall, though, I mean, this is going to deliver on 90% of what you want from this. I agree. I think the third, they do need to just end it. I don't want to see Emily Blunt as Ripley on the alien spaceship or something where they have to pull like a complete 180 to get more sequels. Keep it what it is. End it in the third one and let that be that. Because, yeah, I don't think we're going to get – this is not going to be like a Saw franchise. They're going to – they might be pushing it with the third one, to be honest. But.
Well, and the thing for me is, like, make a third movie. Make a fucking video game, dude. This has video game written – like a stealth – a stealthy video game written all over it. Yeah, I think there's a lot you could do with a video game with this damn movie. So make that third one, but also make a side story with a different family for the PS4 game. Because, like, I really think there's a lot of potential there. And there's so much more you can expand on a video game that you won't get in a movie, too. And I think, like, I feel like this has a pretty good fan base. I think people that really do love this movie do love it, and they would be willing to go play a video game about it too. So I really do want a third one, just so I can, I want to see where the story ends. I want to see, you know, what's gonna happen from here. And but definitely one of the better like usually you see a big dip from the original to a sequel, and this didn't really have it. I think they're on the same I think they're about on the same level. So with that, why don't we rate this bitch?
Absolutely, and we will talk in, we'll have a spoiler talk segment for those of you who've seen it. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. Kruger, what say you?
The first, A Quiet Place, I originally was, it was like a 4.5, but rewatching it, it's a 4. I give A Quiet Place Part 2 a 4 out of 5 as well.
Nice, nice. Go for it.
I'm on par with you, Kruger. I think I don't remember, but I'd go with, yeah, the original's a 4 and the sequel's on par is a 4 also.
Yeah. Well, there we go. 4, 4, 4. I'm a nice. 4 as well. All right, guys, before we get into our spoiler talk segment, if you haven't already, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. It really helps. FleshWoundFeatures.com, where you can have the links to everything in our Teespring store with all our great merch and great merch to come soon. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures for early, uncensored, exclusive content. And we're on Twitch. So I know you young people love the Twitch. You can see us on the Twitch. I don't know what the Twitch is, but we're on it. So
sounds there. Dirty.
I know.
It might be. I don't know what the Twitch is, but we're on.
Sometimes they Twitch after, but
after, yes. Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, and follow Flesh Wound Features at Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. It's a lot to plug, but I did pretty good.
Yeah. All right. On that note, let's just go straight into spoilers.
Right, you have been warned. So yeah, you know, this is one of those movies, like, it has some flaws, but I really loved it, to be honest. I was entertained. Yeah. This is the best theatrical experience I think I've had since I've been back. I like this a lot more than Spiral for sure. I mean, the aliens and the water thing was, I mean, it makes sense. It's not like a huge complaint. It's just that's been done before.
But the big thing is that they can't, like, are you referring to Signs?
Well, Signs, and there have been a few others that have kind of done similar gimmicks with water.
Yeah, because I was going to say, the thing is, the gimmick is that they can't swim, so they just fucking sink. True. And, like, with Signs, like, that shit was like acid. I mean, it would just burn the. But no, I get what you mean. Like, I thought that was the best you could have came up with. That's their big thing, you know. I get that a little bit too.
Well, and another thing though about the water, Kruger, like, Earth is like, it's a lot of water. Like, why did you invade Earth? I feel like a
I don't
lot
think
of people
they, are... So mm-hmm. I have a theory. Okay. Uh-huh. I have a fucking theory. And this is what I say. They're not your typical I invade Earth aliens. They're like a parasite that comes off a meteor. I think that's where they're going to go with it. Which would kind of fill that plot hole. Like, I don't, because to me, these things don't seem like they're in a little spaceship, you know, controlling a fucking space. They're too animalistic. And I think it would be way fucking cooler if they went with that. So if the director is listening to the review, go with that. It will make it not your typical run of the mill alien film. But yeah, no, I get that for sure. Like, if that's their thing, you know, but maybe they didn't even know what the fuck water was. You could think about that too. Or, but I like my big thing with this, the creatures is like the fucking, when they're turning that, high frequency volume shit up, and like their heads are like literally like coming apart and just looking all nasty and gnarly. Like the CGI on that shit is really, really, really good. Like, this creature is one of the most impressive CGI creatures I've seen in cinema in a long time. Like, outside of like, you know, Godzilla movies, because you know the MonsterVerse movies done great with the CGI effects. These are probably one of the best creatures I've seen in recent years, which worries me. I'm like, don't give over to the dark side yet. But these ones I'm okay with. I think my biggest complaint is like when these creatures are smashing motherfuckers' heads into walls and give us some blood. There's no blood ever. And like, that's, I mean, granted, you know, PG-13, but you could still, I mean, I've seen PG-13 get away with some blood. I mean, add some blood when the alien's smashing somebody's face into a boat or, dragging somebody across, you know, an area. My other thing too, though, is like, what are these aliens doing with these bodies? Because I've seen them like drag people. So what the fuck are, like, that's something they need to visit in the third one. It's like, are they eating them? Are they impregnating them? Yeah.
Like, that would be good. Humanoids from the deep, aliens is what I want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that is true. There's certainly motive there that they could get into. Yeah, and the blood, I mean, you could get like a long shot of somebody getting pulled apart that you don't have to linger on. Yeah. I get that. But I mean, it was definitely a ride. I had a lot of fun. I'm kind of curious to see what they do with 3, because they definitely have to end it. I could totally see them though, like just going crazy with it. And it's like Emily Blunt's on a ship somewhere or something crazy, but hopefully they don't do that. But
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see them go in the few, like with the third one. What I'd ideally want is them to pick up right where this left off, like they did with, you know, this one, like, you know, it picks up right where the first one leaves off and like end the story like that. I don't want to see going into the future. We've been fighting, you know, these creatures for so long. And by the way, these fucking monsters need a goddamn name. Like, they don't have, like, the only thing I've heard is Death Angel, and that is really fucking lame. So come up with a cool name and put that out officially, because I'm tired of just calling it a monster or alien. It needs its own gimmick.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And then, I'm excited to see what they do. I do want the finale to be a little bit different now, though, because again, 1 and 2, kind of similar way to end.
You gotta kill one of these kids, to be honest with you. I mean, but that's how I feel. Like, to make the third actually mean something, you gotta take out one of these kids, because that was something I was kind of hoping for. I mean, that's just me being a sick asshole. But like, I really wanted to see one of these kids just get torn apart by these aliens to make them go through a little bit more suffering. And maybe that, you know, that, and then, and I think that could actually be a great arc, because like in the first one, they've had some time to get over the suffering. And then if they would have, and like, you know, cause they lost a child, but you know, it's been like a year or something like that. Like if they were to do it in this one where they lost one of their kids and they still have to put up with all these aliens going ham, like, I think that would be really cool.
Remember in the
first I'm saying another like because it would show like because when they lost their kid in the first one, it like skipped like I think to like 300 days or something, so there was time to process that wound. I think it would be a good contrast to have them not even have time to process it, and they just need to keep moving, and we slowly watch them fall apart because of it.
I'll just say this is a good film. The first one to show your kids. That's why you listen.
Do you think, I mean, because I know one of the big criticisms of the first film, you know, aside from a couple little things, was the how do you have a baby during this? I mean, you make sure, I mean, not to get graphic here, but you make sure that doesn't happen because that's a death sentence. Well, do you think they could do something where, to explain that a little bit.
You don't need to explain it. People are going to fuck no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, I know how hard that is to get. And there's no real contraceptive. You may pull out, but we know it's not 100% effective.
Yeah, but I think you'd terminate the pregnancy in that case.
Maybe you know they got drunk. You know, like, here's my thing. Maybe they got drunk because they were mourning the loss of their kid. And they wanted to have another fucking baby. I mean, like, there's way, like, I'm with you. Like, that's definitely, like, one of the worst things about the first movie. Because, you know, it just kind of becomes a plot device, too, you know. But,
I heard the same thing with Walking Dead, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. I would like to see them kind of touch upon it. But if they don't, you know, I'm not going to condemn them for it either.
See, I'm all for it. I think the two kids are probably safe. Kill the baby and the moms. We're good.
I think.
Or they can go Serbian.
You mentioned Walking Dead. There would come a certain point where the people that managed to survive it would say, like, you know, got to go on, got to repopulate. But I don't know. This was like, I mean, one creature is a lot more damaging than a zombie or 10 zombies, you know, but I get it. We're being nitpicky. We love this movie. Obviously.
Another fantasy booking thing though, just real quick. I kind of hope in the third one, there's like a big queen one. Like I really want to see like, you know, and like another creature that's kind of been telling them to follow it up. I think that would be pretty cool. Dude, obviously be ripping off Aliens, but I mean, who hasn't ripped off Aliens at this point?
Yeah, like I said, just don't make Emily Blunt Ripley and you can rip off Aliens all you want. Any other spoilers, guys?
I'm all out.
All right. So I think we plugged everything, but guys, be sure to go back and listen to all the recent shows, the Vinegar Syndrome shows, the Army of the Dead show. We've got a Kruger's Corner coming up soon.
Tomorrow.
We've got a bunch of new stuff coming your way. So listen to all the recent ones and the ones coming up this week.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess on that note, Kruger,
stay sick, motherfuckers.
Good night.